This is The Rounds Table.
All right, welcome back, Rounds Table listeners. This week we are talking about studies that are at least loosely related to geriatrics. John, how are things on your end?
Yeah, things are going pretty good over here. Getting ready to get back on clinical service, but status quo, you know, other than this whole COVID thing. How about for you?
Yeah, ditto on that one. All right, John, so we're not talking about COVID, thankfully. What do you got up for us first?
Yeah, so first, there's a paper called The Effects of Antiplatelet Therapy After Stroke Caused by Intracerebral Hemorrhage, Extended Follow-Up of the Restart RCT. This was by Al-Shahi Salman et al. And was published in JAMA Neurology in September 2021.
Cool. What was the research question?
They wanted to know, what are the long-term effects of antiplatelet therapy being restarted after someone's had an ICH?
Yeah, this is incredibly clinically relevant. I'm never sure what to do in this scenario, but why did this catch your eye?
Yeah, I mean, same thing. Clinically, it just is very relevant. We know that a third of spontaneous ICH tends to occur in patients already taking either an antiplatelet or an anticoagulant medication. Survivors of ICH, though, often still remain at high risk for myocardial infarction, for ischemic stroke, because of their unique comorbidities. The RESTART trial was one of the only published randomized controlled trials to compare the effects of starting versus avoiding antiplatelet therapy after ICH. And they had sort of a bit of a 2-year window of follow-up. And after this, they did not show an increased risk in ICH when antiplatelet medications were restarted. So the investigators got some additional funding and were able to extend the follow-up for 2 more years to see if this effect still bore out.
Yeah, yes. Extended funding. That's like a unicorn I would like to see one day. But anyway, what was the study design here?
So this was a multi-center randomized controlled trial involving 122 hospitals in the United Kingdom. It was an open label blinded endpoint study. Participants were over the age of 18, survived at least 24 hours after their spontaneous ICH, and were on antithrombotic therapy at that time. They were randomized to restart antiplatelet medication, and that would have included one of aspirin, Plavix, clopidogrel, or dipyramidol. No one was on dual antiplatelet therapy, but if you weren't randomized to that, you were randomized to not start an antiplatelet. So there was not an actual placebo control here. It was just like a stern recommendation not to. Follow-up was done by mailing their family physician, getting in touch with the patients, calling the same to try to follow up on the outcomes. And those outcomes were a primary outcome of fatal or non-fatal radiologically or pathologically proven recurrent symptomatic ICH, a bunch of secondary outcomes, including major bleeding, major vascular events. And this was an intention to treat analysis.
Gotcha. Okay. And a burning question on my mind is like, when was the decision made to restart? Was it within a few days or a few weeks of the ICH?
Yeah, very good question. So the median time after I